A workaholic and micromanager, Pinkerton often saddled up his horse to ride after suspects himself, and as the years passed, he became increasingly demanding of his employees, writing Bangs and even his son scathing letters when they did not meet his expectations. He remained tyrannical at home as well, accusing his daughter Joan of betrayal when she fell in love with William Chalmers, the brother of one of her college classmates, whom Pinkerton was convinced would never amount to much. Joan stood up to her father and married Chalmers, who became a multimillionaire industrialist. Pinkerton's exhausting pace took its toll. He endured blinding headaches because of overwork, and on May 5, 1869, suffered a debilitating stroke that left him paralyzed on his right side. Pinkerton rushed to New York to consult with the best doctor he could find. In December, he heard about a magnetic well at the central Michigan town of St. Louis, which boasted a spring so rich in minerals it magnetized steel. Pinkerton sent one of his detectives to investigate, and the agent reported back that the well, discovered in July, appeared to help paralysis victims. His doctor thought the mineral springs might be better for his patient than sailing to Europe for treatment, so Pinkerton took the train to Michigan and reported to Seward afterward that the waters miraculously cured him. A year after his stroke, he said he could use his right side very well and raise his right arm. His mental faculties also returned, and he could speak. The Great Chicago Fire of October 1871 destroyed the Pinkerton Agency's downtown building and 400 gigantic volumes of records for his detective cases. More important for history's sake, the blaze consumed Civil War records the detective took with him when he left McClellan's service. Pinkerton was getting ready to sell them back to the U.S. government. He believed he could fetch $50,000 for the documents, which technically belonged to the Army. During the 1870s and early 1880s, with his health somewhat restored and the agency's administration left more in the hands of his sons, Pinkerton, with the help of 7 writers, produced 18 books, totaling some 3 million words, on his most famous cases and the techniques he had perfected for catching criminals. He fancied himself an accomplished author, bragging that he was well-read and that Charles Dickens was a fan. But he overwrote and suffered from a flowery style, though many of his books became bestsellers and a few garnered respectable reviews. More important for his business, the volumes provided valuable publicity. One of his books, The Spy of the Rebellion, was devoted to his intelligence operations during the Civil War. Larded with exaggerations and fabrications, the 688-page memoir burnished his role in that conflict.